This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get up, you old lazy thing. We got to get up. We got to go. We got to get down there to where folks are standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer. Maybe down at the little country church there somewhere in the bend of the creek. Maybe out there at the old logging camp. Maybe down there where folks are standing around just waiting for the Old Trailblazer to come plodding along. So come on, Dan, let's go. I'm happy to be with you folks at this time, the Old Trailblazer, giving out the gospel. Yes, we're just an old sinner saved by grace. The Lord says, go forth and preach the gospel. That's what we're doing, bringing you thus saith the Lord. And the Lord's been gracious to the Old Trailblazer. And my health is fair. I'm able to drive my car and able to stand behind the pulpit on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, preach the gospel. Come here in this little old studio and get out these messages on the Old Trailblazer broadcast. And I appreciate every one of you who are concerned about my health, praying for me, and helping with the broadcast. And been here a long time now, grow weary sometimes, but the Old Trailblazer wants to be up and about the Lord's business, giving out the gospel. That's what I love to do. So I love to hear from some of you. Let me give you my address. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. But my website, radiomissions.org. If you hooked up with a computer, go there and look on our website. And then if you are also, let me mention this, you can hear our Sunday services here Wednesday night, Sunday night, over the internet. If you don't have that knowledge of how to do that, you write me or call me. I'll get one of the folks here at the office to walk you through it, tell you how to do that. And folks are telling me almost now on a weekly basis, I got me a computer, Pastor, and I'm able to hear you. So isn't that a gracious thing? The Lord has blessed us with that. Let's get back to our study. We're bringing you, have been for quite a while now, messages on demon possession, the all of the things that we've seen there, the reality of demons, the grand aim of Satan, Satan and his kingdom. And we're going to look now, today, at Satan, the old trickster. Satan is a real person, my friend. He's a spirit, surely is, but he's real. It's not a fantasy world. He's the prince in the power of this air you and I breathe here on this earth. And we have to deal with him day by day. The Old Trailblazer has to deal with him. He's right here in this little studio of mine. One of his cohorts is in here telling me to slow down, telling me to don't be so dogmatic about this and that and the other. Just kind of take off the sharp edge, Old Trailblazer. No, Old Trailblazer can't do that, my friend. I have to be true to your soul day in and day out. So that's what we're going to do. We're looking at the trickster, Satan, the old trickster. The Bible tells us to be aware of the wiles of the devil. We're going to get to that in just a moment. In our studies here, demon possession and all of its manifestation, we want to look today at Satan, the trickster. I call your attention, to several portions of Scripture now. I just touched these last time, but I want to go in depth to them, slow down a little bit. The Old Trailblazer goes too fast, doesn't he? Sometimes he just talks too fast. Sometimes he moves on too fast. I was brought up on a farm here in South Louisiana. My dad was a nervous type person. He was fast. He believed in it. He wouldn't have a mule because he walked too slow, but he had a fast walking horse to plow with, and you had to almost trot to keep up with that horse when I was a boy. And my dad, too, he walked fast. So we inherited that. I inherited that. My brother and I, we just done those things. But you forgive me if I'm going too fast. And then write me and tell me. But look, I want to call your attention to several portions of Scripture. And I'm going to slow down. Maybe you got your pencil and paper there. You'd like to write them down. In Ephesians 6:11, Paul the Apostle says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let me call your attention to that word wiles, W-I-L-E-S, the wiles of the devil. Now, let me read for you 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Oh, my friend, I think we have to be sharp. We have to keep our eyes open, our ears open, for the devices of Satan. Now let's turn. He has those devices. He's a wily old thing. I compare him to an old snake. You know, what we used to call an eel, lamper eel. We'd catch them and we'd be crawfishing in the creek or in the ditch, and we'd catch an eel. And they wouldn't hurt you, but they were slick and slimy. And that's the way Satan is. Listen, let's look there at 1 Timothy 3:7. Moreover, he must have a, talking about God's man, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and snare of the devil. Here we have the snare. The same thought is brought out in 1 Timothy 6:9. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. Now listen, the same truth is brought out in 2 Timothy 2:26. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him. Now listen, at his will. At his will. Now, Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth no more children be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Here we have the cunning craftiness of Satan. You see that satanic snake-like thing there? And then in 2 Peter 1:16, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord. Now, Jesus, but the were eyewitness. Now let's look back. We're going to go back and kind of review these things. These words describing old Satan as a trickster. First, we noticed the wiles of Satan. That word wiles means trickery, to allure, to deceive, to beguile, to make that which is not real to appear as real, to cover up, to change the description, or to camouflage. You see, Satan's business is to keep you as an individual from facing reality. We have this world that you and I live in now. It's a fantasy world. Oh, my friend, it's such a fantasy world. Folks see the television now, they imagine our children coming up watching those things. They imagine that that's the way it is. Years ago, I saw a few episodes of one of those daily shows somewhere I was at where they had them on. And I said to myself, those people never work. They don't have a job. They don't come in dirty and filthy and sweaty and all. No, it's always dressed up with a suit and tie on and sitting around drinking and playing cards and doing. They never work. We'll see our children come up. They don't know anything about work. The greatest evil that Satan has put upon us now is that our children, they don't have anything to do. They come in from school and they watch television or either get on a computer. They don't know what it is to cut the grass. They don't know what it is to take out the garbage. They don't know what it is to wash the car on Saturday morning. They don't know what it is. The children, it's not their fault. It's our fault. When I was coming up, I was raised on a farm. That's the best thing ever happened, my friend, is for a young boy to be raised on a farm or in the country where there's something he can do. And my dad laid us out something to do at night. He said, you boys now, my brother and myself, he said, now when y'all come in tomorrow evening, first thing you do, we knew to change our clothes, take off our school clothes and hang them up, and go get on our work clothes, our overalls, or whatever we wore at that time. And we had work lined up there in the field. Something to do. Knock corn stalks, pick up sweet potatoes, something. Fix fence down where the tree had blowed over on a fence. We had something to do. And we were never, never, never left without anything to do. We wasn't harmed in any way. No, we wasn't brutalized. No, we had to work. But now the children come up and they don't know how to do anything. They just don't know how to do anything because they never had to work. But my friend, we're living in perilous times. I tell folks, ask me my opinion sometime, I tell them the best thing could ever happen to a young man coming out of high school, or if he drops out of high school, it's to spend about 2 years in the military. I don't care what branch it is. He would learn to work. He would learn to say, yes, sir, no, sir. I talked to a young boy the other evening at the bookstore, come in there, and he told me he'd gotten him a job in summertime. And I said, well, let me give you some advice, son. Old trailblazer here, the old pastors. Let me give you some advice. First thing you do, be there on time. You got a job, be there. Don't be late. And I said, when a man says something to you, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and then do your job. Whatever they tell you to do, do your job. Say, yes, sir. And if you wear a cap, put it on the right way. Don't put it on backwards or sideways or something and look like some rogue. No. And I said, you'll make points with your boss, because he don't see many, and he thanked me for it. He thanked me for that information. I do that often, oftentimes. My family's involved in construction work and contracting work, and I get a chance to see some of those boys, and I tell them, don't come out here with your cap turned around backwards, and no, sir. Oh, my friend, but I'm past all of that, and I don't give information, don't give advice unless you ask me for it, except now and then. But let's look back again. That word, wiles, it means trickery, to allure, to deceive, to beguile. That's what Satan does. Our old fallen nature does not like to face reality, does it? We don't want to face the reality of death. I was telling my folks yesterday that the Lord has been laying on my heart a message for my regular Sunday service on death. Do you ever think of death, my friend? Old trucker, do you ever think of death? Did you think you might not come back home? Got a wife and family waiting back over there somewhere? You ever think about or realize that you may not get home tonight? Oh, my friend, your soul is at stake. And I know I'm rambling around a little bit. I know that, but that's all right. The Lord lays these things on my heart to be true to your soul, to probe your heart. I ask you, are you saved? Are you saved? Are you sure that you're saved? Can you look up at night and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old trucker like me? Or just an old sinner like me, wherever you are. Folks hear me all over America and even overseas. I got a letter from someone in one of the eastern countries over there in Europe or somewhere. Hear us on the WWCR, which is a shortwave radio. You write me, I'll send you a listing of all of our radio broadcasts. You can hear that shortwave radio station and wherever you are if you have a short band radio. But, my friend, the old trailblazers are just trying to be true to your soul. I don't have any axe to grind. Folks call me and think I'm trying to knock someone. No. I ask these pastors that I talk about to wake up. Wake up before your congregation goes out into eternity because you hadn't been true to their soul. Wake up. Wake up, pastor. Wake up, song leader. Wake up, youth leader. Wake up and tell the truth. Wake up and quote the scripture. Man is appointed to die, and after that, the judgment. But we're going to get back into this study, and old Satan, the old trickster. And let me just tell you, if you'd like to have some of these messages, they're all on CDs, and you can get the date that they're played, and we can get them for you. There's 5 messages on 1 transcribed CD. So if you would write me, let me hear from you. Then I asked you to pray for me. But would you do that for me, pray for me, and then help me with the broadcast? Folks, one man wrote me and said, all you ever do is ask for money. No, that's a lie to hell. I don't do that. Very, very occasionally I'll ask you to help me with the broadcast, which you do that, and I don't fuss at you if you don't, but a lot of times folks don't have any place to put their money. You write it, you send it here, we'll put it to work for you. You want your money to be a missionary, we'll do that for you. Remember, the old trailblazer, here every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. Remember my address, the old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye, and God bless you.